Welcome to Good Company for Tuesday, April 12th, and we talk about the latest lessons that we've learned, money tips to get out of debt, and a story about police going above the call of duty. All of this on this episode of Good Company, and you can always tune in live Monday through Friday from 5 till 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, streaming at joyradio.ca. Listening to Good Company, bring you the best in Christian music and talk. I'm Holly Taylor. Happy Tuesday. Hope your day is going well so far. You know, today is National Education and Sharing Day, and this is something that happens every year. It is in the month of Nisan, or it's on the Jewish calendar, so it is 4 days before Passover begins. And maybe I said that wrong. N-I-S-A-N. I'm not sure. But we're going to roll with it. Anyway, it is all about education and sharing in the North American side of the world. They've really taken this to really learn more about just education and how important it is to, when you learn something, to share what you've learned. You actually retain that information much better. So I'm kind of curious to know if you're supposed to learn something new every day and that you're never too old to learn, what are some of those recent lessons that you have learned? Something to ponder, because it could have been very easy, very small. Maybe you learned that avocados take a lot of water to grow, and they're looking for different kinds of alternatives. I know that's really random, but that was actually what I just learned earlier on today. I was like, oh, I want some avocados. And someone was like, did you know? I didn't. And now I do. And I learned something. Learning is exciting, and sharing that knowledge with others is also exciting. So what is something that you've learned? Could be anything. I learned about avocados. Maybe you've learned about money. Maybe you are learning about, maybe you're learning another language. Can you tell me how to say hello in that language? Would love to hear from you. 905-338-1250. I'm Holly Taylor. Today, your latest episode of Grow on the Go is out for your enjoyment. If you're wondering, where do I find said podcast? Lots of ways. Pretty much wherever you get your podcast, just look for Grow on the Go, or you can go directly to faithstrongtoday.com to check out today's episode with Donna Carter and Kevin Pankhurst, diving into our faith, but from a female perspective. So check that out again. New episode of Grow on the Go today. I'm Holly Taylor. We are sharing our most recent lessons. Could be a life lesson, could be a skill. We're just talking about learning and how incredible it is to share that new knowledge with other people. So text in your most recent lesson to 905-338-1250. Tamara did just that. She said that she started a new job and she's learning lots of new things about the new company and how all of their software works. So Tamara, congratulations on the new job to start, and thank you for sharing what you learned. John texted in as well. He said that he is learning to listen more. That is really good. My grandmother always said, we have two ears for a reason and only one mouth. I'm in radio. I don't know. I like to talk a lot. Go figure that that would be something she told me. But John, thank you so much. We can learn so much about ourselves, about other people, just by listening. You don't have to say anything. And sometimes that's all someone needs is just a listening ear. So some really great wisdom today. Thanks so much, John. Again, if you have learned something new, what is it? 905-338-1250. January, if you don't remember that far back, it feels like it was a million years ago, but only 4 months ago, you sat there and you said, I am going to do XYZ during 2022. We had our New Year's resolutions, and maybe it was for you to get out of debt. How is that going for you? Well, there's been a lot of conversations online from students, as in college students, university students, who are doing what they can to make sure that for the next step of their life, when they graduate, they don't want to be with a lot of they don't want to have a lot of student debt holding them back. So they are trying to be as active as possible now, so when they graduate, they are debt-free, which I love. And they have found a lot of different and small and clever ways to move the marker to get out of debt faster. A lot of them encouraging each other to start to invest, start to get savings accounts, start to be creative with their finances, looking for jobs that are going to be jobs that are easy either to maintain while in school or actually offer options to help pay back some of those student loans, because some of those jobs do exist. But one method, we'll call it, that a lot of students are starting to look at is the debt avalanche method. It is five steps. Are you ready for them? Number one, list your debts from highest interest rate to lowest interest rate. Number two, make minimum payments on all of your debts except the one with the highest interest rate. They're understanding now that credit card interest rates are not fun. Step number three, pay extra towards the debt with the highest interest rate. You're catching this, aren't you? Yeah. Number four, when you've paid off the debt with the highest interest rate, then pay towards the next highest interest rate. Repeat until all your debt is gone. They call it the snowball method or the debt avalanche method. And it's great because it helps them really understand about credit cards in a different kind of way, looking at more than just the balance, but also how much space do you have left on that card? How much interest are you paying? What are some of the pros and cons of using this card over another card? So it's really important to take a look at some of those things. So there you go. That was actually a student saying, this is how I'm getting out of debt. It's going well. You might want to try it. So there you go. This is one of the methods that our youth are using right now to graduate without student loans. Informants, Hollow Grave on Good Company. I'm Holly Taylor. They're actually from Newfoundland. The Informants, love their sound. And what a great song for this Passion Week, Hollow Grave. There's no one there anymore, and we get to celebrate the story of Easter, that final week of Jesus' life and what he did for us. And in fact, we've got a really great article coming out this weekend talking about Easter. Robin Rosti is the writer, and it's just really cool to take a look at our response to Easter during this current climate that we find ourselves in. I'm not talking about the weather, but just the political, the cultural. It's a very interesting day and age that we find ourselves in, and what does it mean to celebrate Easter in 2022? So check that out at faithstrongtoday.com. You're listening to Good Company. If you missed something, you want to hear it again, make sure you download the My Joy Radio app for Google and Apple devices and listen to us on demand or check out the podcast. Wherever you get your podcasts, you can find Good Company. And you can listen to some of those breaks that maybe you thought, oh, I really want to know what they said there. Or maybe you missed part of the conversation that I've had with one of our Good Company correspondents. You'll find all of that right there. Wherever you get your podcasts. Now, I have a wonderful story for you today. This is a story about police going above the call of duty. So here they are doing their thing in the Fox Valley. So yes, this is a story from the U.S. And in Fox Valley, the Metro Police Department saw someone who was having a hard time with their driving skills. So they had to do what they had to do. Someone driving dangerously, and they pulled him over and had to take him into custody. And the guy said, I am trying to deliver food to a family. It was a food courier service. And so the police were like, don't worry. We will deal with you, but we'll also make sure the family gets their food because the family ordered ice cream. So it was going to melt. And so the police actually did their job and then went above and beyond to make sure they delivered the ice cream to now the very happy family who were just waiting for their ice cream, hoping that it didn't melt. So kind of a fun story there. Not every day does the police show up at your door and give you ice cream. That's the kind of police visit I would like. None of the other kind, just the here's some ice cream that you ordered. Anyway, lots of great positive stories are out there. Maybe you've heard a random act of kindness story or a story that brought a smile to your face. You can always let me know and I can share those to encourage other people. You can text it in 905-338-1250. Have yourself a wonderful rest of your Tuesday. I'm looking forward to hanging out with you again right here tomorrow on Good Company.